2022-86 amendments, which do?
Yes, that's to your schedule.
This is the government plan number in our system, which is chief of the state rules for electronic applications in the court. And to this day, the House Judicial Committee amended a requirement that all pleadings that are filed by the state in civil or criminal matters be brought, that are brought on behalf of the state, identify the plaintiff or petitioner as the people of the state of Oregon. And 86 amendments would delete that requirement.
Captain Lo, would you like to testify on this issue? Yes, please.
Senator Bryant, Mr. Chairman, members of the Concurrence Committee, good morning. I'm State Representative Kathy Lo from House District 26. And I have to confess that it was I who snuck that in there. I did that. But my motives were pure and my reasoning was good, and I'm hoping that you will see your way clear not to strip it away. And I'm prepared here to take whatever lashing I need to.
There won't be a lash.
No.
And I'm the one who requested the conference committee. After reviewing the changes that were made, I went and talked to my judges and other judges and about the change in the language. And I was not convinced that it was necessary or a good idea, but I know your motives are pure, so I'm the person who is.
You did it to me, yeah.
Is the one who have asked for the -86 amendments to remove the "we the people" language, because I think saying "state of Oregon" accomplishes the same purpose. And the change, attorneys are not always quick to make changes, and I don't know how many years it would take before everyone caught on in doing this, but I didn't think it was necessary.
If I could at least put on the record my rationale for it and the support that I've had with this idea, I recognize that particularly members of the bar who have been practicing a very long time don't like the two changes to the captions in particular, because that sort of, the caption is always a deep breath that you begin the case with. And the state of Oregon isn't this building, it isn't the soil or the ground, it isn't even you and me, it's the people of the state of Oregon. And I was noticing a huge trend in the laws of late where advocacy groups tend to put upon themselves the mantle, some sort of a sacrosanct mantle of where this particular kind of victim or where that particular kind of victim, and or where dad's against not getting our dad rights. When the state is a case that involves an issue peripheral to one of those groups, sometimes some prosecutors, some defenders, some judges, some advocates in the courtroom forget who they're representing. And they're not representing this marble box that we're in. They're representing the people. And I think maybe, as one of my esteemed attorney colleagues said, maybe it won't make a difference to the older people in the system, to the grizzled veterans of the system, but it might make a little tiny difference to that beginning prosecutor, that beginning judge, that beginning defense attorney. And if they just get into the habit of every time they bring a case or they stand up in front of one of those guys in the black dress and they say, "Your Honor, people of the state of Oregon versus Joe," it might sink in over the course of their career that they represent the people, not some advocacy group, not some person who won the race at the courthouse where the toss-up is who was really the injured party. And that's why I brought it. I spoke with many people about it. I spoke with Justice Carson, and he thought it was an okay idea. I spoke with prosecutors and defense attorneys and people in the Department of Justice, they thought it was a good idea. And I too have spoken with several of the folks that were those black folks to work in, and many of the people out in the other part of the state thought that it was a good idea too. The other thing is that it is a very inexpensive thing. It costs 14 keystrokes. 14 keystrokes. 11 letters. The people of the state of Oregon versus whatever. And it would have absolutely no fiscal impact. So what it was worth, I was hoping for a very tiny shift of the paradigm. Small, modest.
Are there questions for Representative Lowe?
Well, yes, Mr. Chair, I do have a question. I want to know if I'm one of those grizzled old people.
Yes, yes, since I practiced 26 years, and I've been accused of that.
Since 1984, and I count myself among the grizzled. But I apologize if that caused you offense, my dear comrade in arms.
Well, the Chair would move to dash A6 amendments to Senate Bill 67. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you very much for your mercy and compassion.
The Chair then would move Senate Bill 67 as amended to the respective floors. Mm-hmm. Would you pass recommendation? Mm-hmm. Discussion? Objection? Sure.
Thank you for letting me get it on the record.
Everyone stay here. We now have. Who'd like to hear it now? We have to sign three.
I'll do it.
You know, we had to sign three last time rather than two.
I'll do it.
You mentioned genetic privacy is going to...
You have rules. It went there already.
Yeah, genetic privacy went to rules.
We'd like it to come to... We